the panel. We're going right on with another Dutchman, Arno Rossen, and he's going to talk about the development XBR as a tool for supervision. The speech of the Bundesanzeiger is going to be available in printing outside, so you're going to get that in writing. We need to just catch up here. So thank you, Mr. Rossen.
Okay, thank you. Back and next. Yes, I've been introduced as a Dutchman, I heard. So, guten Nachmittag. In effect, I work for SEPS. SEPS is the Committee of European Banking Supervisors, and they are headed in London. And mostly when we have our meetings, we have to go to London. So, in effect, I also feel a bit a Londoner, but doesn't mind. What I would like to talk about with you is a bit more about SEPS, about XBRL, and about reporting frameworks that we are concurrently using, or should I say that we have concurrently developed and that we will be using in future. But first, a question from me to you. Who is in effect a banker here? Who is a banker? Please, hands up. For bankers. No bankers here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's about 6%. Okay. Who is a regulator here? Regulators? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20. Okay, that's about 15%. And who is a consultant? Consultant in the room? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. More consultants. In effect, that's normally the case, because normally you see that most people in the room are consultants, and then you get the regulators, and then you get the guys about whom we are talking about, those bankers. So perhaps what I would like to do is first give you a sketch of SEPS as an organization. Then I will tell you a bit more about what we feel are in effect the advantages of using XBRL, and I think we shouldn't look upon that in isolation. Because there is a very definite link, of course, between a reporting framework and a taxonomy like SEP, like XBRL. Then I will give you a flavor about the use of XBRL, although my colleague of the Bank of Spain already told something about that, unfortunately, I have to say, but I have a nice picture that goes with it. And last but not least, I would like to tell a bit more about the collaboration between SEPS and the XBRL community. If you would like to have more information about SEPS, you can have a look at the www.cepps.org. If you would like to have more information about the reporting frameworks that we have developed, I could refer to www.corep.info. And there you can also find the different taxonomies. And last but not least, I suppose that you will be here more than one day. I will give an introductory talk about what we have done within the SEPS area in reporting and in XBRL. There are far more knowledgeable colleagues who will be discussing CoreRep, FinRep and the like in different streams that we will have, if I'm not mistaken, on Wednesday. There we will have at least four workshops about these topics. So, first of all, who are we? What is SEPS? SEPS is a Committee of European Banking Supervisors. We deal with banking supervision. Members are banking supervisors, observers are central banks, and you could say it's a kind of a coordinating mechanism within the European Union for coordinating the work of the 27 different banking supervisors. What are our main tasks as SEPS? First of all, advice to the Commission. We have the European Commission, and the European Commission puts forward questions to SEPs, and SEPs within its responsibility answers them. For instance, concerning new your laws on prudential supervision, for instance, on own funds, on liquidity, etc. Secondly, to promote a consistent implementation and application of EU legislation. So we are also bound, in effect, to promote a consistent implementation. And there you already see a link with things like reporting frameworks and XBRL. And thirdly, to exchange information and enhance convergence of supervisory practices. So we shouldn't only talk about it, we shouldn't only develop laws about it, but we should also do it in practice. So exchange information in an adequate way and enhance the convergence between the supervisory authorities concerning the things that we do. And what are then now our objectives? First of all, that's why we are there, promote the safety and soundness of the EU financial system. That's our main goal. And secondly, to promote cross-border groups to do, in effect, their work in a very efficient way. How is it then realized? You see there a number of bullet points by means of good supervisory practices, efficient and cost-effective approaches, effective regulation, and a level playing field and proportionality. So most of those issues are quite familiar to you, I think. What's quite interesting, also when you would relate it in future to proportionality, the concept of proportionality, and when you would relate it to reporting frameworks, that's a quite interesting issue, I think. Because we are bound to make our products that are, in effect, taking into account the nature, the size and the complexity of the company in question. And also XBRL is a very interesting mechanism to deliver that in the reporting area. When you then look at our work in 2007, our main focus, and from that perspective, I think I could be sitting alongside the gentlemen who were here before me, because our main focus of SEPs for 2007 is to go from delivery, from design to delivery. So we talked quite a bit as banking supervisors about our new regulatory framework, Basel II, that will be in effect implemented this year and next year. And this year then for us is that we are not making any new rules, we are not giving any new guidance, we'll make sure that we can implement it adequately. Implemented within our own supervisory authorities, because it's also a change process for us, and also within the areas for banks and for investment firms. Here you see, in effect, what our main priorities of work are. So regulatory advice, convergence of supervisory practices, cooperation, information exchange, and cross-sectoral issues. Convergence of supervisory practices, also a main issue. And in that we said, we have a new regulatory framework as supervisors, so cannot we also deliver upon a new reporting framework and a harmonized reporting framework? Because when we were in the world of Basel I, every supervisor had its own type of reporting with its own delivery mechanism. What we want to do in Basel II, have a harmonized reporting framework with a harmonized delivery mechanism. Here you see, in effect, the new regulatory framework under Basel II. It consists of three pillars. Who is familiar with it? Let's ask the question. Who is familiar with Basel II regulatory framework? Oh, a lot of people. Okay, so I can go through that quite fastly. So when you look at the three pillars, we have pillar one. That's in effect a kind of a standardized calculation of solvency. You have pillar two. That's the supervisory review process. in which the bank itself assesses all its material risks, and then the supervisory authorities challenge, in effect, the way that the banks took into account their risks. And then pillar three is for market disclosure, in which risks that are identified by the banks in question are in effect presented by that bank towards outside stakeholders. Important to mention is that what we did when we developed as SEPS a reporting framework is that we did it first of all for pillar one, so this area. Pillar one consists in effect of two main areas. First of all, the risk-weighted assets or the capital requirement, in which you say to a bank, this is what you need as minimum capital, and you can convert that into risk-weighted assets. But in effect, it's the capital requirement. For that, we developed CoREP, Consolidated Management Reporting. On the other end side, we have the definition of capital, so that's the available own funds. And the available own funds, they come in effect from FINREP, so from a financial reporting, in which we take into account some adjustments, and we call that prudential filters, and that then makes up own funds that are also in effect put into the schemes of CoREP. But this all refers to the reporting that could be standardized, the pillar one reporting. You also have a pillar two environment, because we did not in effect develop standardized calculations or using models for all material risks. Some material risks are only captured in effect in pillar two, and for that we didn't develop yet in effect standardized reporting. And it's also quite logical, because you want to have a very stable environment for data definitions, because otherwise in effect you cannot have a kind of a standardized harmonization of reporting within 27 countries. Now let's turn to, in effect, what we see as advantages of the use of XBRL for supervision. SEPS considers that XBRL can be a helpful tool in constructing a harmonized European reporting mechanism. It's not compulsory. People may use XBRL, so it's more or less on a voluntary basis. And a number of countries are quite heavily using XBRL, like, for instance, our colleagues from the Bank of Spain. And a number of countries are not that much using XBRL or not using XBRL. I will come back to that a bit later on. But because we, as SEPS, said that XBRL could be a very interesting delivery tool, that's the reason why we also developed a taxonomy. We developed a taxonomy for CoREP, for the risk information, and we developed a taxonomy for FINREP, for the financial information. So let's now go a bit further into, in effect, the advantages of the use of XBRL. And I must say, my colleague from the Bank of Spain, who was in the previous panel already, put forward a number of issues. One of the advantages that he mentioned, that I myself wouldn't dare to put on this sheet, is that he said, yeah, it enables, in effect, mergers and acquisitions within the European environment, which was a very interesting one, I thought. But it really, of course, enables cross-border groups to use the same IT transmission mechanisms and different standards of different standard within different jurisdictions. So that surely is an advantage. For small banks, they may benefit because, in effect, we developed the XBRL taxonomy. It's free of charge. People can use it. Also, one of my other previous speakers from the Dutch Taxonomy Institute put forward that all small banks could also have an advantage, because same definitions can be used in different environments. So if you have one delivery mechanism, you can use that for different users. And last but not least, of course, also supervisors can benefit, because for us it's also economies of scale. I think that one of the key things in being able to deliver on Basel II is that we jointly, in effect, managed to do the reporting frameworks. If we didn't develop the reporting frameworks, CORAB and FIMRED together, I was wondering whether we all would be ready now, or quite ready now, to deliver, in effect, on our reporting as prudential supervisors towards the supervised banks from next year onwards. So furthermore, and it's not of course new for you, other advantages are in effect that you can reuse it, reuse of harmonized terms and definitions. One of the issues that I here want to stress is the last one, the contents of the items. Because if you talk about a data definition within the XBRL taxonomy, of CORAB that is derived from the data definition of the CORAB templates, which is derived of the data definition of the Capital Requirements Directive, which is derived from the data definition in effect within Basel II. So it is very important to manage all those links, to manage in effect the link between Basel II, CRD. CRD is a European directive, and the European directive has to be transposed into a national directive, into national law. There could be some differences in data definition between the CRD as a European directive and the national law. That could lead to problems. Then it could be that in national law, the application of that data definition from supervisor to supervisor could be a bit different. So that's an issue to take into account. Make sure that those interpretations are quite similar. And last but not least, you also have then the conversion in effect from the data definition by the national supervisor and the XBRL taxonomy that is being used in the national environment by that national supervisor for all those banks involved. So what we are now doing in effect, we are setting up networks to deal with these issues. So for instance, Ignacio Boccio's network is dealing with the XBRL questions that come up for CORAB and for this. Then we have CORAB questions that are being dealt with, we have FINRED questions that are being dealt with, and we also have, together with the European Commission, a kind of a framework in which questions that pop up concerning the implementation of the Capital Requirements Directive can be addressed. So you just put in your question on the website, and that question is then being put forward either to the European Commission or to SEPS, or we say it's not a relevant question. That's in effect the way to go forward. But so that's the way we try to deal with it. I think it's a very important issue, the issue of data definitions. Because if you can make this clear, you can really benefit from XBRL. If you can't make that very clear, you will always have a problem, I think. And furthermore, the more widespread, of course, we use XBRL, the more we can all benefit from XBRL. It's in effect like a BlackBerry. When you are one of the first users of a BlackBerry and you are ticking in your email at 5 to 12 in the evening, you don't get a response. But if everyone has a BlackBerry, you get a response at 5 after 12, normally, I would say. So I see that I have to end my presentation. Here you see, in effect, reporting before and after. So reporting before was a bit blurred. After, in effect, that's more aligned. The use of XBRL between the EU supervisory authorities has already been mentioned by my colleague from the Bank of Spain. We have about 12 countries using XBRL and the others not yet or not using XBRL. And it can be compulsory or on a voluntary basis? And you see that here, that it could be compulsory or voluntary. Last but not least, what I'd like to do is say a few words about the collaboration between SEPS and all the consultants around here, around the table. We have all kinds of mechanisms to do effective collaboration, and it's very important to have that effective collaboration in place. It's not a product from us, it's a product from us all. For that, we have weekly conference calls, we participate in workshops, and we have a project team that consists of several members. I would like to thank you all for your very, very thorough work in effect that you have done for XBRL, for developing the XBRL taxonomy, and also like to thank in effect Ignacio for all the work that you have done in this. One last remark. Also, we of course have a wish list of SEPS. The wish list is that we want to have dimensions, we want to have formulas, and we want to have versioning, because we are really going into the world of delivery, and when you deliver, you also need versions. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Wasson. That's an important project for XBRL in Europe, and I wish we had a little bit more time. It's, as I said, it's important, but we have plenty of tracks on the subject, and I urge you to visit these tracks.